Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I am so happy to be back and talking with you all. So on tonight's episode, I'm going to go over what's changing with the podcast, what the future is going to look like with the podcast, and all the bits in between. So just wanted to say a massive thank you for being part of this throughout every season of life and your support. Truly believing now more than ever that the best is yet to come. So excited for the future. Here we go. Hello. I'm here. It's I am back. It has been a minute since I have recorded or since I have posted, and I am hoping, fingers crossed, that this one is the one I actually end up posting. I'm feeling good right off the bat. I'm alive. I'm well. It's the holiday season. I have recorded so many podcasts. From, I think the last one I posted was in September, maybe even before that. I've recorded so many, the girls and I have recorded so many, but for some reason, I just didn't want to post anything. And let me backtrack a little bit. When I went to Australia in September to visit a friend whose mom was dying of cancer. She was in late stage cancer and was in a coma in the hospital, and I flew out there to surprise him and just be there with him. And it was super hard and super wonderful at the same time. But during that 2-week stint I was in Oz for the second time this year, later in the year, I was sitting on the beach in this little coastal town where some of the best people I know live. It's called Palm Beach. It's on the Gold Coast of beautiful Australia. And I was sitting there reading a book, and I was like, you know what? I want to listen to a podcast sitting on the beach. Turned on a podcast and might have clicked one, and it happened to be one of the Life of Janae and Friends podcasts. And I heard my voice and I was kind of like, ew. Do you ever feel that way? I feel that way quite often. I mean, I don't mind my voice. I'm thankful it's not, I don't know, horrible to listen to. But I listened to like 5 minutes of it and was like, oh Lord, what am I doing? What is this? And I'm sure everyone's been there before, but in that, I was just sitting there thinking about the podcast and what my heart behind it was in the very beginning. Was people for so long asked me, what's the day in the life of Janae like? And I had this crazy job and just kind of lived differently than people, and people were interested in that. However, I felt like there was quite a bit of pressure to kind of perform these stories, if that makes sense. And I didn't want it to be like that. Who doesn't love attention? I mean, obviously some people don't, but that I just didn't want to be the center of the podcast. I didn't want it revolving around my stories, around my heartbreak, around my failed relationships. And I'm so like, I don't regret sharing what I shared, but I was just sitting there and I was like, you know what? I don't want these online anymore. And I deleted them, all the podcasts. And I texted Aisha and Taylor and said, hey girls, like I just deleted the podcast. I just felt a deep peace about doing it. And they're like, yeah, we support you, of course. And so here we are 4 months later. Yep. 4 months later, I don't regret doing the podcast. I don't regret deleting them. I will say I didn't delete them because I was asked to. I didn't delete them because legally I was being sent letters that told me I need to stop. None of that. I deleted them on my own will because I wanted to, not because anybody was chirping in my ear telling me I should or needed to. I do what I want. I actually wish I wish legally I had to take them down. That would have been a great story because, you know, your girl would have shared it on this podcast if that had happened. But no, that's not what happened. I just wanted to delete them. There's really not much to it. I am not the person I was yesterday. and definitely not the person I was earlier in the year when those were recorded. And going into 2019, I wanted new. I wanted new vision, new perspective, new life. And so that's where I'm at now. The Life of Janae and Friends was kind of the firstborn. You learn by trial and error, and you grow from it immensely. Might lose sleep over it for a while. Might be judged for doing things. However, this is a new podcast with the same heart of transparency and the same intent of just learning from each other and sharing wisdom and stories. However, I don't want it centered on myself. So I've already spoken to quite a lot of people that I'm super excited about having on the podcast that you will probably know, but also something that's super like dear to my heart is I love learning from, and I put this in like air quotes, ordinary people that live life very normally, and again in air quotes because normal is, I guess, relative, but they just do life well. They do community well. They've learned from failed attempts at kind of everything in life, you know. I learned from people not only older than me and my mentor and counselor and therapist, but also from people younger than me and how they look at life with such like bright eyes and just like it's beautiful. And you could learn from really everybody. I mean, I swear I learned from my niece and nephew who are 8 and 4 and how they see the world and their like pureness of heart. It's so beautiful. So we can obviously learn from each other in so many, we can learn from anybody at any time. You don't need somebody with a name, with a reputation, or with a certain Instagram following to be important. We're all important. We're all valuable. We all have something to give and to offer. And so there will be people that you know, there will be people that you might not know, but I am equally as excited for both of those people, both of those sides to speak and to interview them. I love hearing people's stories. It is one of my favorite things actually to ask people questions. Sometimes when I meet people, I'll say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I'm asking you too many questions. And 9 times out of 10, they will say, no, not at all. I love to be asked questions. But then that, you know, that 10th person will be like, yeah, you're a little like too forward. I'm like, whatever. But yeah, I love asking questions. I love learning about people and from people. And that's kind of the direction I see the podcast going into. So I talked to Daisha and Taylor about it. They are on board. We actually have pretty opposite schedules, especially during the holiday season. And so they were, I felt bad trying to nail them down to sit down for a podcast, and they felt like they couldn't like commit to anything. And so this is the best of both worlds. I can take the podcast wherever I may go and just kind of have people on sporadically and spur of the moment, which I love, and not really have to make sure everyone else is, you know, taken care of in the podcast realm. So that's super exciting to just kind of get up and go. And yeah, I'm super excited. So with their blessing, they are on board for whatever my vision is for this, and I've shared that with them. And so two things before I go, it's going to be a short little podcast because I just kind of wanted to explain where I'm at and where I'm going and where the podcast is going and kind of clear up some things that I've been asked or people have reached out and asked me on social media. No cease and desist letters coming in, let me tell you. And if they do, I promise I will talk about it. So anyways, two last things. First off, I'm just going to be real for a sec. I don't know the person that's listening to, I mean, I'm sure I know some of you personally, but if I don't know you and you're dealing with something really hard during the holiday season, or if you've lost somebody, will be my 10th Christmas without my dad, who passed away of cancer in 2008. And you guys, it's just hard. The holidays are a very easy trigger
to remember what you don't have and what you're missing. And it's just, it sucks a lot. I get irritated at myself that I feel like, ugh, you know, kind of like, like Eeyore-ish, just like, womp, womp. And Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year. We have not one, not two, but three Christmas trees in our home. We go all out, decorate, garland, lights galore. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and I truly believe that. Christmas music is my fave. I love what Christmas means. It's the birth of my Savior, Jesus Christ, and if you know Jesus, your Savior as well. And I just love what it means and what it stands for in bringing people together. But I also do know that sometimes it's hard. And so if you're feeling alone this holiday season, loneliness is easily triggered during the holidays when you think about what you don't have, and it's so easy to compare your life. But I'm here to tell you, from somebody who others believe has it all together, which I do not, it is a facade and it is self-deprivation to, self-preservation, I guess, for that people think that about me, because I do not. I am a mess of a human sometimes. I'm emotional, I'm sensitive, I'm tender, but I'm also sassy and fiery. And so I just hope that this, I hope you don't look at other people's lives and wish that you had that, because your life and your story and what you've been through and your hurt and your pain are so valuable, and you've learned lessons that other people will never learn in their life. And I know that kind of seems like a burden at times, but it is honestly a blessing to be able to have that, like, grit of going through serious stuff is a gift. It brings such a needed element to conversation. And when someone talks to me about their life and I know they've gone through it, whether it be with cancer, like cancer's hit their family, or disease or addiction, I automatically feel a deeper connection with them because I know they get it. And I know they understand pain on a level that I have felt it. And it's like the blessing in disguise. And so if you're feeling any way this Christmas, you're not alone. I'm right there with you. There's so many people I know personally that feel this way, that don't want to talk about it. They don't want to be the Debbie Downer during the holidays. But guys, just be real. Your emotions are valuable and your feelings are valid. And I always say, like, feel it all, let it all out, move on. You know, and so if this Christmas is your first Christmas without your loved one, or your 10th or your 20th, I am right there with you. I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for your pain. I'm sorry for your loneliness. But not only am I there with you, but Jesus is too. And I promise you, I would not say that if I didn't believe it. I would not say that if I haven't seen God show up for me in the darkest of days, when I was struggling with depression, when all of those things, every single time God has showed up for me. And so I would not be who I am today without His love and grace in my life. So just needed to share that a little bit. You're not alone. You are loved and important and valuable. So with that, the new podcast name, I wish I could drum roll, but I can't. So the new podcast name is going to be called With Love Always. Many reasons for that name. One, I just love it. Two, the word, I always say I want to be known as somebody who loves well, to love without expectation, to love when it doesn't make sense, to love when it's inconvenient, to love when that person can't reciprocate the same type of love, just to love from the overflow of emotional health rather than the depletion. And so that is what I'm striving for, and I want to bring people into, and I want to hear from other people as well in that way, just, I mean, really in any way, but specifically, I feel like loving people can change the world. I mean, Mother Teresa said it, like, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. And I believe that to be true. Love the people, I call them the ones that are in my front row
my closest friends and family, to love them well and just watch what it does. And it has been a trial, or it has been really hard, but the reward is just so great to just see people come alive with unconditional love. So with that, With Love Always is the name of the new podcast. I want everything I do to be laced with love always. So moving in to 2019, I am so thankful for your support. I am honored that you take the time out of your busy life. I am so sure to listen to this podcast, to send me messages, to ask what happened when it got taken off, when I took off the last podcast. Whatever it is, you guys, we are all in this together. One of my favorite quotes is, we are all just walking each other home. So with that, Merry Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, happy holidays to you and your family and the people you love. Again, I'm so honored, thankful, and grateful, and choosing joy this holiday season, even though it's hard. And yeah, that's it. So signing off for the first time, with love always. I will talk to you soon. Bye.